Agree, disagree, or in between, all patients with stage 2 and 3 colon cancer should be offered an opportunity to have a consultation with a medical oncologist to discuss adjuvant therapy.
Agree.
Well, I guess you're a little prejudiced there, but why?
Well, in the case of stage 3 disease, adjuvant therapy is absolutely standard for all patients. Of course, there's going to be the rare patient for whom this would not be appropriate. And certainly, you know, you never say there's never a patient who shouldn't be referred to a medical oncologist. But for somebody who's reticent right after having their diagnosis and expresses that to their surgeon, I still think the vast majority of those patients should have a consultation just to talk it through with the medical oncologist, not to in any way be coercive about adjuvant therapy, but to take the time to lay out the potential benefits and risks such that the patient's comfortable with their decision.
How about stage 2?
Stage 2 is an even more difficult and labor-intensive discussion, if you will, over risks and benefits, because the marginal benefit of treatment is less, the absolute benefit, that is. You've got to treat more patients to cure a few. And those patients, I think, do benefit from the kind of discussion and assistance with weighing risks and benefits that a medical oncologist can provide.
You know, even though certainly, you know, adjuvant therapy is not standard for stage 2, I think, you know, even in a normal risk or lower risk stage 2 patient, particularly maybe somebody who's younger, but, you know, I'm not sure what young is anymore, maybe should hear about the numbers. I mean, we have a comparable situation in breast cancer, certainly, where a lot of women receive treatment, and I'm not sure that it's really fundamentally that different in colon cancer, although there's less data.
I agree with you. Every patient has a thermostat, if you will, for what risk they're willing to undergo for what gain. And certainly there are some patients who are willing to undergo 6 months of adjuvant therapy with its attendant side effects for a 1% improvement in survival. And others would require a 20% improvement in survival. And those are the patients who probably wouldn't accept therapy for stage 2 disease if they were at average risk. But everybody's got their own threshold, their own thermostat, and laying out the numbers in the way that you suggest is of benefit and can help people make a decision that's good for them.